Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, April 26. Tesla has decided to make its less-than-perfect yoke steering wheel an option, and is even asking a $250 premium to get it. When Tesla unveiled the new Model S with the yoke or butterfly steering wheel, some were worried about the actual shape of the wheel being problematic. Others were concerned about the lack of a drive stock to choose the drive mode. When it reached the hands of the public, it was met with criticism, especially at low speed or in slippery conditions. Musk was confident that autonomy would solve the issue, but we're still waiting on that solution. After some complaints were raised, Tesla started to offer a regular round steering wheel to new buyers and even started to offer retrofits for existing buyers. Recently, the round steering wheel was made standard, but now Tesla has decided to tack on a $250 charge for those who want the butterfly. The reason behind the price difference is unclear, but it will be certainly interesting to see if people are willing to pay a premium for what Tesla, and especially Elon Musk in particular, believe is a better product. Tesla announces a successful step in a pilot project to deploy Powerwalls in Germany. Over the last few years, we have seen Tesla and electric companies band together Powerwalls located in different homes to provide grid services and what they call a virtual power plant. Last year, Tesla started to work with Transnet BW, one of the largest electric companies in Germany, to put together just such a project. The companies never confirmed how many batteries would be involved, but Tesla announced that it was successful. Especially after the Russian sanctions, Germany is currently trying to adapt its electric grid in order to stabilize it and make better use of the growing solar capacity. Undoubtedly, Tesla is only a small part of the total plan. A new Tesla Cybertruck sighting seems to bring more doubt about the electric pickup's design. Based on the comments of the sightings, it appears that many people are concerned by the front end. It looks a bit short and rounded in this particular case. With the truck being seen in different lighting and environments, it's bringing up these new thoughts of the radical design. Here's my opinion on the Cybertruck design, because I know you were waiting for it. At the moment, there is nothing out there quite like the Cybertruck, so for a while it's going to seem quite ostentatious. The reflective exterior shown in the prototype photos today is going to make it very difficult to fly under the radar, and the whipping heads and cell phone aiming pedestrians will make that even worse. But I believe that over time, it'll become normal. When Tesla reaches volume production, and even if only a fraction of the 1.5 million reservation holders actually go through with it, I think the truck will eventually become commonplace. Here's an example. My wife and I used to play the slug bug game whenever we saw an electric car. The old Chevy Spark EV, the Nissan Leaf, and the Mitsubishi iMEV, of course, the Tesla Model S. But soon enough, we had to stop playing the game because there were just way too many of them. Electrek really wishes that the updated Tesla Roadster would get a release in the not-too-distant future. When first unveiling the next-generation Roadster in 2017, the goal was a halo car that would clearly show that if you want the best car possible, it would have to be electric, and moreover a Tesla. So Tesla started taking reservations at the unveiling event for the impressive supercar, and people who wanted to get in line had to pay $50,000 to $250,000 in deposits. At the moment, there is no telling when the vehicle will be released because the last firm date that we were given was sometime in 2023, although we haven't heard or seen anything recently. Tesla has received a great deal of attention for things both good and bad, and we believe that having that Roadster as a wildly fast car in the lineup could tip the scales for some of the buyers out there. And also, Electrek's head writer, Fred Lambert, has two Tesla Roadsters as part of the referral program coming his way, so that's another incentive for some people, for one person. According to the International Energy Agency, or IEA, their new EV report says that the share of EVs in the total car sales globally jumped from 9% in 2021 to 14% in 2022. Based on projections, they report that the electric car sales are expected to grow by another 35% this year to a global total of 14 million. As of the first quarter, 2.3 million have already been sold. The overwhelming majority of them are in China, with 60% of global sales. In the USA, more than 320,000 electric cars were sold in the first quarter this year, 60% more than the same period last year. The IEA expects that the growth in the US will continue this year, with electric car sales reaching over 1.5 million in 2023. Fisker has just confirmed regulatory certification in Europe that will allow sales and deliveries of the first Ocean SUVs to the reservation holders. Deliveries are expected in 10 days. When exactly the U.S. deliveries will follow, that one remains unclear. For now, Fisker's focus is on deliveries of the top-tier trims, although the company has already built some of the lower trims, which are called the Ultra and Sport. Fisker says that those trim levels will begin in September, assuming the majority of the higher trims have already found a home. We are quite curious when Fisker and the production company Magna will currently stand on their production output for 2023, as well as how many reservations for the Ocean have been tallied. We are certain to learn more during Fisker's first quarter 2023 financial report, which is scheduled for May 9th. Two legacy automakers, Kia and Honda, both revealed new electric vehicle targets as the global market for EVs is heating up. According to the report from Bloomberg, Kia is now aiming for EVs to account for 9% of revenue by the end of 2023, up from 5.5% in the first quarter, as it works towards its target of selling 1 million units by 2026. Separately, Honda revealed plans on Wednesday that it is increasing its EV production target to over 2 million by 2030, with the Honda Prologue and the Acura ZDX due next year. It should be noted that those two Honda vehicles are actually made in partnership with General Motors using the Ultium platform. Okay, let's get in the HOV lane for some fast news. VinFast has secured $500 million in non-refundable grants from Vingroup and another $1 billion in funding from chairperson Pham Nhat Vong. Vong's net worth is currently around $4.3 billion, which means that he is contributing nearly a quarter of his assets to VinFast over the next few years to keep him going. To me, that seems like a red flag, a communist red. Also, autonomous robo-taxi startup Pony.ai has garnered its latest permit in China. This will enable 17 robo-taxis to operate in the 310-square-mile Nanshan district of Guangzhou without any safety officer present in the vehicle. And finally, Bosch announced that it is acquiring U.S. chipmaker TSI Semiconductor and investing $1.5 billion to produce silicon carbide semiconductors primarily for use in electric vehicles. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Frank Coffee asks, "The Bolt is in a price range where there is no competition. I wonder why they are getting rid of it." Well, I'm sure you've thought of this, Frank, but it's got to be for profit. While the sales numbers are impressive, General Motors is making a car with its own battery structure and design that isn't going towards any other vehicle. Long after the Bolt was made, General Motors finalized their battery platform, which underpins pretty much their entire future. Although the specs for the Bolt were quite impressive, especially for the time, General Motors stands to make a lot more money with their lineup, sharing critical parts like everything else. Whether or not the Bolt itself was profitable, I'm not entirely sure. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.